Proverbs 11, verses 22 through 31. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Let us learn to walk diligently in the way of righteousness. Let us be liberal and scatter our seed and bless the poor and give freely as we have freely received. Let us be diligent in our labors in the due seasons, so that our harvests may be full and many can be fed. For procrastination and greed and selfishness shall lead to poverty and cursing. But blessing shall be upon the heads of those who sell the fruits of their labors. Let us diligently seek good and never evil. Let us be bountiful, but never trust in our riches. Let us become righteous in all that we are and all that we do, for the righteous shall flourish as a branch. And we can be those righteous branches attached to the true vine, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Let our desire be to please our Lord and be fruitful in righteousness unto everlasting life. And then our desire shall be only good. We shall desire to win souls and fulfill our Lord's good pleasure. And the Lord will make us wise to do it, so that the souls for whom our Lord Jesus has paid the ultimate price for shall be won back to him and righteousness and true holiness. For we are to be a chaste bride for our Lord Jesus Christ, where our beauty is to be the hidden man, the meek, quiet, and discreet man of the heart. We are not to be seeking outward beauty and riches and materialism, but lacking the inner beauty of righteousness before our Lord. For such are as swine, wallowing in the mire, and their way is wickedness, and their end is the wrath of God. They seek mischief and trust in their riches, as Babylon, the mother of harlots. They trouble their own house and are greedy for their own gain, causing pain upon the poor and needy. They shall inherit the wind. Mischief shall come upon them. They shall fall suddenly, and the Lord shall render them their due reward of evil. No, let us not be of them. Let us be righteous, discreet, and fruitful. For the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11, verses 22 through 31.